I've always felt like the ugliest person in the room. Any room. Not to be hyperbolic or anything, it's just the truth. I'm not sure where it came from, considering it's my entire living memory, so it's kind of hard to trace back. I've just always felt this way. I can't tell why either, because if anything, I've been overpraised in my life. Like, I've always been told how smart I was, or how capable I was. I mean, I was very literally called beautiful boy by every Italian family member I had. That's what bello means. I never felt it, though. It never sunk in. I can think objectively, though. Don't get me wrong. I can step outside myself long enough to know that things could definitely be worse, or, you know, I could be uglier or more horrific looking. Although, I still go through that begrudgingly. The sad reality is that this type of thinking and feeling are just a part of me, and that thinking something and feeling something are worlds apart, even if those worlds might still collide from time to time. And I'll tell you what I mean. When I was 22, I was living on my own in a one-bedroom apartment in the suburbs. I was still living in the same town where I went to college. I'd had a high school girlfriend that lasted throughout the semesters, but it immediately dissolved afterward, though we ended up remaining friends. I had just started a corporate job, you know, cubicles and computers in a landscape of beige and gray, and I was placing software orders for other companies as a third party. I'd lost 80 pounds and almost felt like a different person, as if I were finally an adult in my right body. And I think this set off a calm in me that others confused as confidence, which I think many people find attractive. I wasn't actually confident, though. I had just stopped trying. I'd met this smart, sassy, and spectacularly beautiful girl from Ohio who, for the purposes of being respectful, I won't name. But Ohio was everything I'd ever wanted to find in a partner. The only problem was that I didn't live in Ohio, but several hours away in a different state. The first time she visited me was, at the time, the single most electric night of my life. And if I concentrate long enough, I can still feel the sparks. She visited me on many other occasions over the years, but I never visited her. She was available to talk constantly, and I was a flake. Inconsiderate, never really there for her when she needed me, but always there for her when she didn't. In short, I was an asshole. The last time she visited me is a still picture in my mind, a freeze frame, like something I'll never forget. I followed her on social media at the time, so I've still seen pictures of her, but I hadn't really seen her in a long time. And social media never actually shows us who we are. It isn't real, it's sort of just a pixel ghost of who we were. Maybe who we want to be. Anyway, it was early spring and she had made the drive for no particular reason to come and visit. We'd started talking again after some time in silence, and I'm sure I'd been less than dissuasive of her coming to see me. The only problem was that, for some reason, I'd become someone to be interested in, like, romantically, and I had actually been pursuing some of these other people back too. It was not a time period I'm proud of, to say the least. And I won't say I was lost, because I think that's just a cliche people say to excuse themselves. It felt good to feel wanted, and that's something I became addicted to at a point where I was still a child pretending to be a grown-up. And I hurt people doing it. That's just the facts. I figured if there was ever a next time for us, it'd be me visiting you.
I never held my breath. I knew you better than that.
I changed, though. Eventually. I wish you could have seen it.
I wouldn't have believed it anyway, would I? How could I possibly have believed you ever again, after what you did? Or didn't do, I guess.
Look, I'm really sorry.
Sorry means absolutely nothing, and you know that. How many times did you say it? How many? They mean nothing now. All that matters now is what you do here for yourself.
There's nothing left to do here. There's no here anymore. Look around. This place isn't real. None of this is real.
Are you real?
Of course I'm real.
Then this is too. Don't make the same mistakes twice.
What do you mean? What does all of this mean? Can someone please tell me?
The same mistakes, idiot. Just don't make them. Just learn, okay? Learn your lesson, David, for once. You broke my heart a million times. And here I am, for you, again.
I'm sorry.
Prove it. It just won't be to me.
The night she drove home, we laid in my bed and listened to the new brand new album. The irony in how I treated her and the band we chose to listen to that night would come much later. But we didn't do much but kiss, hold each other, and listen as the music took us places our relationship never would. We always bonded over things like that. The beauty in a song or the feeling art could give you. She herself actually is an incredible artist. The next morning, she sat in my kitchen, this huge circular tiled table with blue chairs that swiveled. She looked up at me with her gorgeous maple eyes and asked if I was seeing anyone I could picture becoming serious with. I told her I wasn't, and that I couldn't imagine not ending up together with her. I was engaged a year later, and when I did, I didn't even have the guts to tell her.